Police officer Christopher Ross patrols a precinct on the south side of Memphis, an area with a very high rate of crime. Ross sees a lot of violence, drug use, and prostitution.
783.
But those aren't the only types of calls that Ross responds to.
Mother's involved with her son, and he's diagnosed with ADHD and mood disorder. And she said he's been taking his meds, but right now he's being unruly. So we're going to go and see what we can do to help.
Ross is part of the Memphis Police Department's Crisis Intervention Team, or CIT.
What's going on?
Officers specially trained to handle people with mental illness. Here, Ross finds a teenage boy in crisis. His mom says he's being bullied at school.
See, everybody at their school knows that you're smart, that you got something going for yourself, and what they're trying to do is to stop you from being all that you can be.
Ross is trained to de-escalate situations using mostly verbal techniques to keep both officers and citizens safe and keep people with mental health issues out of jail.
Matter of fact, I'm going to give you my number. So when you're having a problem, call me, okay? If you're feeling sad, you're feeling depressed, call me. And you can tell me whatever you want to tell me. I don't care what it is. Handshake on that.
After 20 minutes, the teen is calm and agrees to go back inside. Memphis started its CIT program 27 years ago after the police shot and killed a man with mental illness who charged at them with a knife. The city formed a task force, including the Memphis Police Department and the National Alliance on Mental Illness. At the time, University of Memphis psychiatry professor Randy DuPont was directing the city's main psychiatric emergency service. He helped develop the CIT program.
In an event that's going to escalate and become a crisis, it's going to be those first few minutes that are pretty critical. So what they thought about when they came up with this concept was, why don't we take some of that expertise, let's identify those officers that want to do this, that could be good at it, give them some the best training we can find, and then let's look and see what kind of differences that makes.
Hey, how you doing? You want to call?
That training starts with changing officers' attitudes and perceptions. DuPont says people in crisis often act out of fear and may not understand what's happening around them. An untrained officer could interpret such behavior as defiance or noncompliance.
Officers are often trained in the academy to see noncompliance and respond with greater use of force. That's part of their training. But in CIT, what we're trying to say to the officers is, let's analyze the noncompliance. Let's look strategically at it. So we're looking for that different interpretation of behavior.
First of all, we have to talk about having compassion.
Major Vincent Beasley is in charge of the Memphis CIT program. He patrolled the streets as a CIT officer for 8 years.
Are all officers cut out to do this kind of work?
I don't think so. I really think it takes a special person to do that. Not everybody's cut out for that because you have to have patience and you have to really care about people. And you have to understand that it's not the individual himself. It's something that's going on. It's something, you know, in his brain that's not working properly. It's a chemical imbalance.
CIT is having a measurable impact. Major Beasley says of the 14,000 911 calls last year that CIT officers responded to, only 19 encounters resulted in injuries to a person with mental illness, and the vast majority ended without a person being detained. Around 4,400 were taken to mental health treatment facilities, and just over 600 were taken to jail.
So we're not taking nearly as many people to penal facilities that are suffering from mental illnesses because we realize they don't need to be there in most cases.
Those with mental illness who do get arrested wind up here at the Shelby County Jail, where there's a special wing with 46 cells for people with mental illness. Hundreds more inmates on psychiatric medication are housed in the jail's general population, where many are also offered psychiatric treatment and group therapy for things like addiction and anger management.
What else would you all do when he throws up this, how are you going to help me?
Joining the police department's crisis intervention team is voluntary, and officers and dispatchers must attend 40 hours of training. There are 3 days of intensive role-playing based on real situations officers have faced in the field.
John, I see that you're very upset, and I want to help you.
Nobody cares about me. And with me out of job, man, I just, It's never for me to be here for.
I want to say from a standpoint, like you said, dealing with handled by CIT.
The trainees, dressed here in plain clothes, also spend a day meeting people with mental illness.
I'm at a point now where I can go back to independent living. I still must take my medication.
They learn about what it's like to live with their conditions and about their experiences with the police.
They came to my house, sheriff department came to my house and kicked my door in.
Well, he told me to shut my freaking mouth.
Could you have a paramedic make a scene over here?
Today, there are 274 active CIT officers like Chris Ross on the Memphis force of almost 2,100, or about one of every eight officers. The CIT program is operated within the department's existing budgets. Officers wear these pins to identify themselves. Ross, who's been CIT for 3 years, never answers a call without backup. When he's flagged down by a man who says he's a Vietnam veteran and has bipolar disorder, Ross pulls over to talk. He uses simple strategies, introducing himself and being calm.
I'm Officer Ross. Just call me. You okay? Well, call me Chris, okay?
Ross says a huge part of his job is simply listening and keeping tabs on people he knows might need help.
And talk to me. That's what I'm here for. Don't explode. You want to know why you ain't got to explode?
Yeah, because I'm talking.
Because you're talking to me.
Here, he checks up on a man he's gotten to know.
Third Eye, you in here?
The man lives in an abandoned motel.
You sleep? Come and holler at me. I just want to talk to you, make sure you're doing all right.
I got all seeing eyes, man. I'm a Power Ranger and a superhero. You really on my side.
I'm on your side.
So you understand
it. You always try to get them comfortable and let them know I'm here to help. And whatever they say, you listen to it, you repeat it to them so they'll know that you're listening to them. And eventually you'll establish a relationship and they'll feel more or less like you're there to help them versus trying to lock them up.
If Memphis police determine people might pose a danger to themselves or others, an officer can take them to the Crisis Assessment Center for evaluation and medication. Many of the services here are free. It's inside the Memphis Mental Health Institute, so if they need long-term inpatient care, patients don't have to go far. After they leave, there's also a new outpatient program for continuing psychiatric care. Officials say it's reduced the number of repeat visits to both the crisis center and the institute. Mark Havener has been a patient at the Memphis Mental Health Institute. He has bipolar disorder and began having psychotic episodes 17 years ago, locking himself in a closet for hours at a time and attempting to kill himself.
Do you have any idea how many times you've tried to end your life?
Lost count at about 25.
25.
And I lost count at my hospitalizations. Again, about, I got tired of counting at 25.
During one psychotic episode in 2002, Havener started to strangle his wife.
I grabbed her by the throat. And I got up and I shoved her up against the inside of the front door of the house.
After he let her go, she called 911, and CIT officers responded.
By this time, I'm pretty much nonverbal. I can't express what's going on because it's a hurricane inside of me, a maelstrom. They don't even handcuff me because they see what kind of condition I'm in. Treating me as a human being in crisis and not a potential perpetrator.
Havener was hospitalized and never faced criminal charges. He got treatment, and today he is stable, has reconciled with his wife, and works as a counselor to others with mental illness. He's also become an advocate, sharing his story with the CIT trainees.
And that officer crouched down my eye level. He looked me in the eye. And he recognized me as a person.
The strategies developed in Memphis are now called the Memphis Model, and have been adopted by almost 3,000 of the nation's 18,000 law enforcement agencies. Studies have shown that CIT-trained officers are less likely to arrest people with mental illness than non-trained officers. For Chris Ross, that's one of the things he likes most about this job, the potential to help people, rather than put them in jail.
That's why I work, that's why I do it, to make a difference. Because if we get to the point where we're making a difference, we won't have to lock so many people up.